Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
5 साल पहले मेरी बीवी मर गई थी, तब से मैं सटक गया हूँ।
2 दिन में मैं रॉ से ऐसा बदला लूंगा जिसे इंडिया कभी भूल नहीं पाएगा।
तुम ईस्टर्न यूरोप इंचार्ज केके के साथ वहां जाओ।
तुम्हें लगा कोई मेल ऑफिसर होगा?
डिलिजेंस, होमवर्क, प्रेपरेशन, ये रॉ के काम करने का तरीका है।
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. And back again to join us from New York are Shaz and Mansha, who this time, since it's almost noon, does not have a glass of wine yet.
Mansha, you want to take that off the camera? Thanks.
But thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, it's great to be back for sure, Rudy.
Yeah, we love coming here, clearly.
since we've obviously congratulated you offline, but I just wanted to congratulate you on the pod for getting featured on the Asia iTunes store. Congratulations.
No, guys, y'all are fanning my ego again, so let's not do that.
Let's not do that for sure.
But
just don't forget us when you become a star. Like, we were the ones who got you there, just remember.
Yeah,
I did write that in my message, but okay.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah.
In Kanye's words, you made that pish famous.
But it is true that the only single solo episode I've done is like by far the lowest viewed episode in ever. So yeah, not going to do that again. Although I remember Shaz liked that episode, so Shaz, I don't know what that
is. I did like
about.
That episode.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, but did Shaz like Force 2, which is today's topic of discussion?
I actually did. I didn't think I would, but I quite enjoyed it. I thought the plot was pretty compact, and a lot of the camera work was really good, and some of the fight scenes, which we can go over later, were pretty cool as well. And overall, I thought John Abraham was like good
at this,
which didn't require it didn't require any like subtlety really. It's just like called brute force. Sorry, I just realized I said force, but yeah, I thought he was pretty solid as well, and the movie was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I think John, this is like one of his sweet spots, so you know, showing how attractive he is and just beating up men. And I don't know why Shaz is just laughing when I talk about boys. Like, he just gets more embarrassed for some reason. Anyway.
Your tone is hilarious.
Why? Okay, can I complete?
Sorry.
Thank you. But I thought a bit of it was, I mean, it was very well shot, certain scenes. Thought initially things were a bit too graphic. Like, I couldn't see some of those scenes where that nail was in his like shoulder or something. It was kind of intense. But the other thing I liked about this, and I also liked about Rock On, was they didn't feel the need to add like a romantic angle.
Yeah, I fully agree.
Which is like kind of a pretty big step, I think, in Hindi movies. Because usually when you have a girl, you just have to assume that there's a romantic angle. But here it's like, there wasn't a name, maybe a little bit of like a reference right at the end when Janiria is like, you know, we'll be TK or something like that.
Yeah, which I also thought was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was like unnecessary, but I liked that part too.
Yeah, I also in general liked the movie, and I was discussing with Mansha. I don't know what that says, because I feel like there's been a lot of movies recently where general consensus has been this movie is crap, but I've actually enjoyed it. So I don't know if my standards are slipping from watching so many bad movies. But I thought it was pretty good. And the reason being that they picked a genre and stuck to it. They were like, okay, this is going to be an all-out action movie. We have John Abraham. and we're just going to stick to that. Like you said, Shah, super tight plot. There was pretty much no let up. Like there was no romantic angle. They had that one item song in between that they could have got rid of, which was unnecessary. There was very little setup or anything. It just got right into the action and kept the pace going throughout. So that's why I liked it. And I thought the action scenes in general were shot pretty well.
Yeah, for sure. In particular, I mean, I guess first to your point on the song, that, you mentioned that one song, but it was unnecessary, but usually there's like four more that are kind of necessary. So I guess even that was a step in the right direction, or the more compact, let's follow the story with our song's direction.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. And then in terms of the fight scenes, did you get the impression in the one where he was chasing him initially, like on the rooftop, so that was a direct lift off of Casino Royale, that chase scene that's there in like almost, it's there in almost like every Bond movie, but it's very similar in this.
I mean, I just feel like it was a very generic scene, like chasing people on rooftops, even in Fan. Yeah, like.
Oh, really? I mean, that was different.
No, but even in, it actually reminded me of Fan, because I was also set in like Eastern Europe and similar locale and all of that.
Got it. Okay. But I thought that scene was actually shot really well, in the way that the intensity, and actually the music was good.
Like the background music?
When they were doing all these, the background music was actually really good when they were doing all the fight scene and the chase scene, it like kept your attention.
I thought all the background music was good except for that villain background music, the harmonium.
It's not the harmonium.
What is it?
It's the harmonica.
Harmonica.
Harmonium is like what the...
Oh, yeah.
It's okay, Mancha. We let that slide. Honest mistake.
Oh, the harmonica. But like, I felt like that was very...
cliche.
Like it was too cliche, you know? Like, you've definitely had these movies from, I don't know which era, maybe the 90s or something. No, where you have this harmonica whenever, like, you know, there's like something ominous that is like, coming about.
There's especially that one scene as well where they go into some like civilian's house and they're hiding there. And then he takes the harmonica from this kid and he starts playing the harmonica while around him this massive fight erupts and there are bodies flying all over the place. And he's just casually sitting there playing the harmonica. I thought
the guy was remarkably calm in the face of all this crossfire. Like, he wasn't even afraid of getting hit by a stray bullet or anything.
But
like,
I think that's part of his sinisterness.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's what they were trying to create. Because like, I feel like when someone's so like, he's such a, like we said, such a chump. Like, he doesn't seem intimidating. He needs to be like sinister in some ways, like very unaffected to actually seem intimidating.
That's a good, I guess, segue into the casting. So what did you think about the villain? What did you think about the guy who played it?
He looked like Purak Kohli, I felt. I don't know if it's because I just watched Rock On 2 or not, but he looked like a lot like him. Especially in the flashback scene where he's like not clean-shaven. I mean, when he is clean-shaven, sorry.
Yeah. But overall, do you think he was an ominous sort of guy?
No, but like Mancha said, I felt like that was the whole point. Like, he's this shifty guy who no one would ever think is a villain.
Yeah.
At the start, like, you know, Sonakshi is like, yeah, no, this can't be him. He's like, there's nothing about him that suggests anything. So you have different thoughts, I gather.
I did initially when, you know, there was that whole fake scene which basically they faked something and it looked like it might the plot might go in a different direction and there might be a larger plot and like more villains for a second.
I thought so too.
I thought so, and then it made a little more sense to me that okay, this guy's kind of like just being played, and I didn't realize he was the central villain at that time, whatever. But then I guess it made more sense to me, his casting, when they showed why he had done all this.
Yeah.
And when, like, that whole scene where he was clean shaven and he was this young kid who had been a relatively normal dude in terms of non-involvement with such activities, then it made sense that he was this guy who was, not actually a villain growing up. And he had this transition in his life.
The one thing that I, like, felt wasn't resolved was, remember when Sonakshi first you know, meets him and's about to shoot him. And he's like, oh, it's just you. And then John keeps saying that, why does it feel like you know each other? And then she just was like, kept deflecting.
Well, I think that was because of, he had just done his homework on their past, on her past.
Got it.
Right. Yeah. And so he knew that thing about her, which she discloses later. And then, and that's, they don't actually know each other.
Yeah. But yeah, also like Bollywood needs to work on its like use of sarcasm in movies. Because when he says that, her response is like, "Haan, wo mera mangetar hai." And but she says it in such a like deadpan straight voice. I was like, okay, I remember this movie. I thought that was actually the story. And I'm like, okay, this movie is stupid now. But then I was like, oh wait, she's being sarcastic. Never mind. I was really confused for like 2 minutes. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, so true. Because if he actually was a fiancé, she would have said it in the exact same tone.
I couldn't tell at all. And then for 2 seconds, 2 minutes, I was trying to figure out, like, wait, what is happening? Why are they pretending like she didn't just say that?
And why didn't she bring it up before and all this stuff? Yeah, anyway.
What did you think of Sonakshi?
Her acting, I thought, was, I mean, nothing special. She was average. I had issues with her character as well, because at the start they make this whole thing about, you know, John Abraham, they tell John Abraham he's like working with this agent called KK, and then he goes and he sees that it's Sonakshi and he's like, oh, and she was like, why did you say, oh, did you think I was going to be a man? And they make that whole a big thing, and how she's like, even though she's a woman, she's like a strong, qualified agent and well-trained and whatever. But then once they actually start working together, she doesn't do anything.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to shoot.
She doesn't like, do anything. She's pointless. And also, unrelated, but John Abraham, whenever there's a girl in the scene, he has this habit of using the girl as like an additional prop to throw around and hit people with. It's like, okay, let me pick up a stick, throw it at someone. Let me pick up a chair, throw it at someone. Let me pick up a woman and just hurl it around.
Yeah, he would just use all the women to kill. It was really funny.
Yeah, some of the fight scenes like later were a bit ridiculous. Where like, why do you have these fight scenes where there's 15 people coming to take on this one? I feel like that whole thing's very.
That's a mainstream.
That's a very Bollywood. Yeah, catering to the masses kind of thing.
Catering to the masses, but like that kind of, if you have a full on action movie where you have a lot of good scenes that are shot really well, and then you have a couple of these scenes where you're kind of doing some ridiculous things where people are like flying around and hitting each other, it just takes a little bit away from what you're trying to build, I think.
Like, agreed. I also liked I liked it. The final scene, there is a very innovative use of like first person camera to show the fight scenes. It was like, it was like mad nostalgia. It was like in the 90s, we had all these first person shooter games like Wolf and stuff. It's just like John Abraham just like going around shooting people.
That was excellent. I actually really like that, because he wasn't just like shooting people, he was just like just grappling with people,
kicking them, and
it was like, that was pretty well done. I'd like to see more of that. Yeah. Just like first person angle.
Can you comment on how Sonakshi had to ask the most obvious redundant question after every issue? Par kyun? Par kaise?
I mean, in general, the dialogue was just like really bad. It was as though like they didn't, they like, either just like grossly underestimated people's intelligence, or they just didn't know, they had to remind themselves what they were doing. Like, there's that one point right after that scene where he's playing the harmonica with bodies flying. I think in the space of 30 seconds, Sonakshi says, "Sirf 10 minute bache hai, hame jaldi jana hoga." Like, 3 times. I was like, oh, yes, we got it. I'm pretty sure John knows he needs to drive faster. And then when he's driving, he's like, "Jaldi chalo, jaldi chalo." Like, I'm pretty sure he gets it. Like, the guy knows what he's doing.
No, but you know, they actually made a mistake, because before the fight scene, she said, "Bas 10 minute bache hai."
Yeah.
Then the whole fight scene completed, and after it, she's like, "Sirf 10 minute bache hai." So fight scene basically lasted for 0 minutes.
They make another math mistake later, because at the start they were like, "Kitne raw agents hai China mein?" And the guy's like, 20, and then he's like, 17, kyunki 3 three of them were killed. And then two more are killed, but at the end, he's like, there's 17. So they
disagree. No, but those guys weren't in China, though.
One of them was. Oh, they weren't in China.
No, neither of them were. I think both of them were in
Okay, fine. Budapest. Okay, like my mistake. Damn. I will give them the credit for that. John. Well done. Okay, fair enough.
No, but also, yeah, in general, the dialogue, I think what they did a lot was they say things like to guide the audience a lot, where it's just like, we have to test this guy. But it wasn't required. Huh?
But I don't think it was required.
No, I'm saying, I guess the way you would like it to be done, or like really good movies do it, is kind of by showing you what these where these guys are going, and the audience kind of reads between the lines and like figures it out, right? But then these guys were kind of, a lot of it was just very literal. It's like, let me say exactly where this is going. So, I don't know how to explain this better, but the dialogue was very like obvious type of stuff, which kind of takes away from the any mystery you're trying to build or any like
the
blurriness of it.
Like John was saying, hame usko dhoondna hoga.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. You have to find him. And then she'll say something like, par kaha? You know? No one really knows.
And then they like discuss everything and then you watch them go do it. You know what I mean? As opposed to like somebody presents an issue and then they start just like doing it and you have to like figure it out while they're doing, which is, I feel like, what some of the better movies.
Yeah. I mean, also, but let's be clear, there was nothing very exciting or intricate about the plot. It was fairly straightforward and predictable. But I mean, like I said, it's like, I mean, the analogy I use is like, if you go to watch like Fast and the Furious or whatever, there's no real plot. There's tons of like logical plot holes and all these gaps, but you just go for the action. And I felt like this was similar.
Yeah, fair enough. Has some way to go in terms of what they're showing this. In terms of like the fight scenes and stuff. Like, but some things are cool, like the way they knock off that raw agent in China in the beginning.
Which
with
one?
With the wire, the guy was like,
"Oh my god, no!"
Riding the motorcycle. Oh, like that was insane, dude.
Oh my god.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's when that woman thought that I hit her.
As usual, we will take a quick break to hear about how Mansha and Shaz antagonize people at the movie theater. Like every single time without
nothing fear. Happened. One woman was just really irritated with me and my legs were not even touching her seat. But like I got a lot of shit for it.
Okay then. Can we also discuss Martinez?
Oh my god.
Martinez,
dude.
It's so funny. I always thought she was a woman.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I thought it was a guy.
Yeah, so did I. But just for context, so Martinez is this female kind of informant in Hungary who gives Sonakshi information but turns out later to be a double agent. And when Sonakshi first approaches her, she is speaking to her in Hungarian. And she asks for information and she agrees on one condition. And I don't know, like, since you guys were in New York, what the subtitles were, but in the theater that I watched it in, the subtitles were, yes, if you let me do bang bang with him.
Yeah, that was
exactly what
it was. Like, I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't think there needs to be anything said.
It's pretty funny. What I really found interesting was, if we like go on a more serious note, like how careful I actually think they dealt with patriotism like pretty well. Like I think they, you know, very delicately dealt with it, because they were also talking, you know, trying to discuss like the issues within the ministry in terms of how raw areas are dealt with, but at the same time there was like an angle of like, we still love our country. Yeah, I was telling Shaz what was really funny. He was like, you know, this guy's not patriotic because he was having Chinese tea and not chai. That was my joke. Bad joke, I know.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it.
I did enjoy the joke.
You did enjoy the joke.
I'll admit that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and it seems like these guys have got a pretty bad deal, the Roys, and it's like they you know, served the country for however many years, and they don't even, like, I understand the...
Do you guys know, is that what actually happens? I have no idea.
I don't really know.
I don't know either. I'm guessing it's classified, but these guys are... I mean, they must have based this off of something, because the whole message at the end was kind of like...
These are the unsung heroes.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it's not completely fictionalized. But I mean, I don't even get the whole thing about keeping it anonymous, because I feel like everyone knows that as soon as like it's reported in the news, people aren't just going to say this guy was an undercover agent, right? If somebody wasn't, it's unlikely, I think. But just by ignoring it, I don't know what purpose it serves necessarily.
I don't know if it's by saying that, oh, these people were not, they were traitors, or they were not Indian citizens, and almost like pretending as if they were not Roy agents.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it has anything to do with like the country's like perception in the...
No, but I thought it's common knowledge that people have agents everywhere.
No, the fact that they're caught.
Oh.
It's common knowledge that they have agents, but when they're caught...
Yes, but I feel like as soon as it's reported, it's kind of just like people are...
Yeah.
Kind of acknowledge it. As soon as you deny it, you kind of like, just the fact that you took time to deny it kind of says that.
No, but I can understand denying someone as an agent. I don't understand why they would deny the person as a citizen. Like, that part seems strange. Because I assume there's some security risk, and even if the guy is killed or whatever, if you then reveal that he's an agent, like, you could potentially put his family or whatever in danger.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And also, the guy's family doesn't get paid, which is kind of unfortunate.
Yeah,
that was, if that is true, that is quite sad.
Oh, yeah, one thing about the plot that I kind of want to mention, and this is about action movies in general, we were talking about this, is like, they often treat the villain with too much respect, I think, or the enemy with too much respect. But like, these guys had this bad guy in their custody pretty much for like a good amount of time. And if I'm an agent and I'm worried about this guy possibly running away, why don't I just shoot him in the leg? You know, and just like kind of hamper his movements.
Charles is really upset that the guy was not shot in the leg. Every scene he's like, shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the leg.
Pretty renegade decision right there.
No, because like,
but it's true, yeah.
This is like your prime suspect. You actually got him. Now you're going to keep like, you're going to let him go, and then you're going to run after him again.
Yeah, but I mean, I also feel like if you have someone who's actually a traitor or someone who's a potential threat to national security, I feel like there would be much tighter security around actually getting him to India than just sending him with John Abraham and Sonashi Sinha, just like that. And also, I feel like in general, movies like this, especially in Bollywood, are just sloppy about certain things, right? Like that whole first scene, they go to a safe house after they come to this thing, and they make a big deal about like, oh, this is a safe house, no one knows that we're here.
And then the whole email thing.
No, email is one thing. They took a taxi to the safe house. So obviously, the taxi driver knows that you're there. Like, so at first I was like, okay, at least then they had something like, okay, the safe house actually gets compromised. And like, okay, at least that is a bit more realistic. Given you took a taxi there, I fully believe that you've compromised the location of the safe house.
Yeah. I was also curious as to how he knew the exact time that it was going to blow up.
I think he just did it instinctively.
Yes, but like, it could have blown up any time. Oh, yeah, I guess because like somebody was watching them and they entered and stuff.
But I liked that instant where he pulls her out and they duck and then nothing happens for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, that was like, good.
What's wrong with you? And then it blows up. That was at least a bit less cliche than if it had just gone.
And the legendary dialogue, "Ye Mumbai police ka tarika hai."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is it? Gut feel,
aggression,
and
common sense.
Common sense. That's right. Those are the three things. Munchad, do you know that to be true?
With the Mumbai police? Yeah. I don't know.
Not too many run-ins.
No, I don't. I've never committed a crime.
It's on record now.
If there are any Mumbai policemen listening to the episode, please get in touch and let us know. If gut feel, aggression, and common sense are indeed the ways of working of the Mumbai police.
Are you going crazy?
I love it. I love Vishwari reaching out to the Mumbai police listeners.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, Shaz, whatever it takes.
He's a host for everyone.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to talk about Force 2?
No, what was nice about Force 2 is at least he didn't forget his wife, you know? Like, there's another new girl in Force 2 where, you know, like in Force 1, he has a wife and then passes away.
I must confess, I have not seen Force 1.
I saw like half of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. But Janelia was in it. She was good. But at least they brought her back, you know? Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Okay. So on that note, you don't need to be forced to watch this movie. Okay. I know Shaz enjoyed
it. All these puns.
He crushed it.
Okay, moving on. There are no trailers or as such to discuss. A couple more takes of Dear Zindagi came out.
I'm so excited. I love the Dear Zindagi takes.
They're quite interesting and entertaining.
I am obsessed with Just Go to Hell, Dil. What a song. Have you heard it?
I have heard it, but I'm not that obsessed with it.
Yeah. I love it. You should listen to it, Charles. It's your kind of song.
Right?
Yeah.
What's my kind of song?
I don't know why it's Charles' kind of song.
It is his kind of song.
Name one other song it's similar to that makes it my kind of song.
You listen to it. I know your taste very well.
Alright.
Okay then. In other news, not particularly Bollywood, but there was the Global Citizens Festival in Bombay last night, featuring Coldplay and A.R. Rahman singing Ma Tujhe Salaam in tandem, or Chris Martin and A.R. Rahman. And Chris Martin apparently also sang Channa Mera.
Oh, shit.
But apparently it was not that good, depending on who you listen to. Probably because of the accent. Jay-Z was there.
Oh, really? Nice.
Everyone was really excited about Coldplay, but I was like, I really would want to listen to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But I didn't even know Jay-Z was in there. Like, I saw just a bunch of Instagrams of Coldplay.
Coldplay was there, Jay-Z was there.
They must have done Lost. What? Featuring Jay-Z. They must have done Lost, because they collaborated on that song.
I don't know if they did or not.
Oh, okay.
Demi Lovato was there.
No way.
So many people in Bombay?
Yeah, and of course, Shraddha Kapoor and Ranveer Singh and East India Comedy and a bunch of other people were also there. So, seems like that was fun.
Are there really no trailers?
As in, there are trailers, so, but we've covered all of them in previous episodes. So, if there's any movie that you're keen to talk about or a trailer you've seen recently that you're excited to talk about.
The Fikre, do you like that, Shaz? It's your type of movie also.
Manchester is making judgments on what Shaz.
Have you seen the Mayfair Create trailer, Shaz?
I have not seen it.
It's actually your kind of scene.
Is it my kind of trailer as well?
I'm not sure about that. But on Mayfair Create, last week we made a comment that it's like a Bollywood version of No Strings Attached.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm going to correct that. And say that it is actually more like Friends with Benefits.
Hey, surely those two movies are the same.
They are practically the same. So, but for whatever reason, and don't ask me why, but I happened to watch the trailer of Friends with Benefits, and there's that exact scene that they've actually copied where both Ranveer Singh and Vani Kapoor like put their hands in front of each other, put their hands on each other's hands, and like make this promise of like no feelings, no blah blah. That exact scene is in the Friends.
You mean Just Bang Bang?
Correct. But like the way it's actually filmed. Anyway, just wanted to put that out there in case, you know, any listeners are offended that I got those movies wrong.
Shazin was kind of upset right now that you didn't like his Bang Bang joke. He expected a bigger reaction from you. So he muted the FaceTime and he was like, dude, he didn't like that joke.
I didn't get the joke, Shaz.
It was a reference to the subtitles in the movie.
That's a really, like, obscure... Anyway. That's really obscure, Shaz. And they've muted the thing again from the sound of it. So
I didn't mute anything, Shaz just ran away. embarrassment. I mean, you should get used to it. Most people don't laugh at his jokes in general.
Wow.
He's like not enjoying this now.
Okay. On that note, before Shaz gets any more agitated and brutal and doesn't agree to ever come back, anything else you want to discuss?
No. It's like, watch Force 2. Not that it's like a legendary movie, but it's entertaining. And John looks really hot.
I don't know about that. He just looks like a bag of steroids in every movie.
Yeah, he does. But he's like his... When they don't show his face and just show his ass, it's still pretty hot.
Alright.
Shaz, it's okay.
No, I think...
Shaz is like so embarrassed.
No, I don't think... I don't think I can say it any better than Mancha.
Okay, on that note, we are done for today.
All right.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
And may the force be with you, Pishrodi.
See, that joke I liked. You redeemed yourself.
He's so happy. He is so happy right now.
And maybe we see you next week for Days of the Green.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments if there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of. We will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.